Good evening and welcome to GQ's Kickback for Blurds. Blurds being black nerds, for those who may or may not know. This is a podcast where I speak on anything and everything that comes to mind that I want the world to hear my perspective on. Tonight, I want to discuss quickly about the Black Panther film. And I must say that it is one of the best films I've seen in life. For me, growing up, not having seen a black superhero movie on this scale, and to see it now is just awesome. It's just inspiring. Don't get me wrong. We did have, like, on cartoon-wise, in comic books, there was black superheroes like, Black Panther was one, of course. You had Green Lantern, you had Cyborg, and you had Storm from the X-Men. TV-wise, there was the Brown Hornet, which was a, cartoon on Fat Albert. There was Meteor Man with Robert Townsend. There was Blank Man with Damon Wayans. There was Blade with Wesley Snipes. But to see a black superhero movie on this scale and at this particular point in life is just one of the best. Just, I can't even really put it into words. Everything about the movie was top notch, in my opinion, from the action scenes to the graphics. It was just awe-inspiring. I love the fact that it touched on so many different themes that could be applicable to reality and everyday life, such as the dynamic between black Americans and Africans. I love how it touched on that particular theme, because there's a perception that black Americans don't like Africans. Africans don't like black Americans. In some cases, that may be true. Me personally, I've had mostly positive interactions with Africans. In fact, one of my closest peoples is from African country, and that's my man, 100 grand. So I can't really say I've had a lot of bad interactions with them personally, but again, I mean, I'm just speaking for me. I can't speak for everybody. Another theme that it touched on was the relationships between black men and black women. Oftentimes, especially when you look online, you look on, social media sites, even television, it seems like as if there's a dynamic that black men do not get along with black women, vice versa. We're fighting, we hate each other. Blase, blase, blase. Well, I'm glad the movie showed the dynamic that black men and black women do get along. Black women are actually, they actually will hold us down, and they've been holding us down since slavery days, despite the fact that, yes, we were divided up, despite the fact that, other factors caused the, shall I say, destruction of the black family unit. Through it all, black women will always have our back. And fellas, we really need to, take a look at ourselves and say, okay, you know what? Despite the fact that we might argue, despite the fact that we might get along, might not get along all the time, you're my queen, and I'm gonna treat you as such. And maybe I'm getting kind of, mushy just because I try to do the best to treat my black queen the way she should. But that's just me. That's just what it is. But on a serious note, I love the fact that the film touched on that theme, and maybe that will spark a conversation. Another conversation I hope that the film sparks is the theme of just of empowerment. Traveling to the land of Wakanda, you see that people were perceived by the outside world as being nothing but, farmers and goat herders. But when in fact, Wakanda actually possessed one of the most valuable, I guess you could say, precious metals on Earth. And the people there were prospering. And you saw that The people were spent heavily involved in that, as well as with STEM. Because if you look at T'Challa's little sister, I mean, she was heavily involved in STEM. She was creating all the outfits, the gadgets. I mean, she was making it happen. That's the other conversation I hope that it sparked, is that, you know, Black children can learn. Black children, you know, can be involved in complex projects. And I hope that more people will try to get their children involved in STEM activities, because let's face it, STEM is the way of the future. STEM is what is going to sustain the economy, and either we get we become a part of it, or we will get left behind. I will say that for me, Killmonger was not a villain. Killmonger was, you know, it's the way that he expressed himself that may have come across as being villainous, but Killmonger was not a villain. Killmonger was basically like, look, you know, you guys have the resources, you can do a lot of good for a lot of people. Because you have this isolationist attitude, then it's actually hurting us. And so I think that's what he was trying to do. He was just trying to help the people in the U.S. Based upon the resources that Wakanda had. And so Killmonger should not be a villain. In fact, I would be happy to see Killmonger get his own movie or have a more prominent role in the next film, which I'm sure there will be another Black Panther. And speaking with some other people about the film and gaining different perspectives, you have some that pointed out other things about the film that they didn't necessarily like, such as the fact that it seemed like as if there was a savior of another color that stepped in. That may or may not be the case. I'm going to watch the film again to take a look at this, see if that particular dynamic actually played out. There was another perspective about the when they had the scene where everybody was sitting at the table, and how, you know, the guy he had the lip plate. And, you know, if you look back in history, that lip plate is mainly associated with women in certain African countries, not necessarily the men. So that's another dynamic I'll take a look at, do more research, because I didn't think about it that way. So one thing this film is doing is it's sparking conversations between people. And it shows you that, you know, we're not monolithic. You know, that's the key thing I always preach to people, is that we as Black people, we are not monolithic. We all have our own thoughts. We have our own feelings on things. We don't just gravitate towards something because, oh, that's what everybody else is doing. It may seem that way, and some people do that, but that cuts across all racial lines. But, you know, we are not monolithic. We all have our thoughts. We speak our thoughts and shake hands, go home at the end of the day. Another thing that I'm noticing this film has sparked, it seems like it has sparked the spirit of entrepreneurism amongst us, because I see a lot of my friends and close associates doing their own thing. They're starting their own businesses, whether it be full-time, part-time. They're, you know, preaching economic empowerment to their friends and or family members. They're not afraid to take a leap of faith. They're not afraid to jump out there. I love that spirit. It's something that, you know, many of my friends, we talk about all the time, but, you know, a lot of us, I'm not saying that we're not jumping out there, but, you know, you got to move from talk to action. And I'm seeing a lot more of us move from talking about it to actually doing it. This podcast right here is something that I thought about doing forever, but I was afraid to, because I didn't know how I would come across, didn't know if people would misunderstand what I'm saying. But I got to the point where I'm like, you know what, I'm going to jump out there and do this, hoping that somebody will listen, and people may like it, people may not like it, but I'm not here to please everybody. I'm here to please myself and soon to be fiance. But yeah, I'm gonna, you know, I have to jump out there and take a leap of faith, and you never know where this can lead. It might lead to other things. So I just felt like as if the film, you know, actually sparked this spirit of empowerment amongst us. So I'm hoping that the film will continue to spark positive conversations between people about the different themes. And I also hope that Hollywood understands that, you know, we're here. We can do films that people will want to see and not just, you know, make it a black centric film. Even though, yes, it does have an all black cast. It has black directors and producers. But it's a film that anybody, no matter what your racial background, creed, color, etc., will want to see, just because it's an overall great film. I highly suggest, if you haven't seen it yet, go see it. I promise you'll want to go see it again. I know I'm going to go see it again. And when it comes out on DVD, or excuse me, Blu-ray, I will have it in my collection. That's just how great this film is. So until next time, this has been the GQ Kickback for Blurs podcast. I will try to upload one every day, or at least maybe once a week. And again, feel free to listen. Feel free to like it. I am available on different podcast sites, such as I'm on iTunes now, and other sites where you can see available podcasts. So listen, like it, share it, tell your friends, tell your peoples, and feel free to hit me up sometime. Let me know what you think. All right, till next time, take care.